I thought before we have a discussion on vision that we would review our vision that was given to us by Christ. You'll find in Matthew 24:14, in the prophecy that Christ gave, Matthew 24:14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." So the gospel would be preached, and he expands on this after he was raised from the dead, when he met his disciples on one occasion, right at the end of Matthew, in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In order for the gospel to be preached, there must be people. There must be brethren, there must be a church established. And that church involves encouraging each other and teaching all of us what must be done. We are, in fact, as Christ said again in Matthew, we're set as a light to the world. Once you're called into the church, whether you like it or not, you're set as a light to the world. And this is found in Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the whole house. So yet let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." As I say, we are set as a light. Each of us as individuals are set as a light. We must bear that in mind when we were considering our vision. In fact, this is a parallel to what ancient Israel was called to do. They were called to set an example, as you'll find in Deuteronomy 4. This is just before they entered the promised land. Deuteronomy 4, verse 5 to 8. "Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Therefore be careful to observe them, and this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will surely hear all these statutes." The other nations didn't know that the commands and the statutes were from God, but they could see the results of the keeping the statutes. "Surely this great," and they would say to Israel, "surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us? For whatsoever reason we may call upon him. And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in this law which is I set out before you today?" So this is a parallel to what they went through. Our light is a result of our obedience and following God's laws, and this is seen by other people, even though they may not realize that it's from God. So the church is now fulfilling the role that Israel failed to do under the old covenant. So we have the unity of vision and unity of mission that comes directly from God's word. This is where our congregation has choices to make. But do remember a couple of scriptures in this regard. Matthew 25. It's an extension of the prophecy that Christ gave in Matthew 24. But in Matthew 25, and verse 33 to 40, he says, and talking about his return, and he will set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, feed you, or thirsty, and give you a drink? And when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king shall answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, insomuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. So what we do to our brethren, how we help and give to other people, is noticed by God. It matters. And also, look to the example of the Philippian church, which you'll find in Philippians 4, verse 14 to 16. Philippians 4, verse 14 to 16. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent aid once and again for my necessities. This church was supporting Paul. They supported Paul when he was in Corinth, and he wasn't able to get any help from the brethren in Corinth, but this church supported him and helped him. And so this is the examples that we have in the Bible that we need to show concern for our brethren.